Ho-Chunk Nation officials hope to purchase almost 250 acres of Jackson County forest land. The land would be used for tribal housing and recreation. Ho-Chunk Legislative Counsel Michael Murphy says state and county officials approached the tribe with the deal since the Ho-Chunk already has land in the area.
This is a kind of a unique thing because it's as if the county, the state, and the tribe are kind of mutually all working together on this.
In turn, Jackson County officials would use the money from the Ho-Chunk purchase, plus a grant from the Department of Natural Resources, to purchase forest land from Plum Creek Timberlands, the country's largest private landowner. If the deal goes through, Jackson County forests would gain about 400 acres. The DNR has also decided to get in on the action by purchasing a chunk of land from Plum Creek. This would add 200 acres to the Black River State Forest. DNR spokesperson Ed Culhane says although this land is not yet connected to the forest, it's part of the master plan.
As land becomes available from willing sellers and as funds are available to buy such lands, you know, those can be purchased with the eventual idea that the park will slowly grow in size.
Culhane says making the state and county forests bigger provides more land for hunting and fishing. None of the deals will be finalized until the public gives their input on the DNR's environmental assessment. The deadline is January 20th. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.